The real estate industry is filled with stories of success, wealth, and freedom. It often seems like the ultimate path to financial independence, with the promise of passive income and long-term gains. Yet, if you look closely, you'll find that most logical people do not choose to become real estate entrepreneurs. Here's why. The fine line between confidence and craziness. Becoming a real estate entrepreneur requires walking a fine line between confidence and craziness. You have to believe, often against all odds, that your investment or business idea is going to succeed. Whether it's flipping houses, buying rental properties, or developing new real estate projects, you need an almost irrational belief that your venture will be profitable. This is where the craziness comes in. You're committing significant resources, time, money, and effort, into an uncertain market, often with no guarantee of success. At the same time, real estate entrepreneurs must have the humility to recognize that the odds are stacked against them. The real estate market can be volatile, with prices fluctuating due to economic changes, interest rates, and unforeseen events. A logical person would look at these variables and decide that the risks outweigh the potential rewards. They would see the high failure rate of real estate ventures and the financial burden of loans and property maintenance, and they'd steer clear. Humility and hard work. Successful real estate entrepreneurs are not just dreamers, they are action takers who combine their confidence with hard work and perseverance. They understand that the path to success is rarely straightforward and that it often requires them to learn from mistakes, adapt to market conditions, and continuously hustle to find the best deals. This humility, the understanding that you can't control the market and that success often requires learning from failure, is crucial in real estate. Entrepreneurs in this field are aware that every property is a risk and that no investment is foolproof. They work tirelessly to mitigate these risks by researching markets, understanding legal implications, and staying ahead of market trends. Logic versus action in real estate. Here's where logic often clashes with the spirit of entrepreneurship in real estate. A logical person sees the barriers, the need for significant capital, the risks associated with market downturns, and the often unpredictable nature of real estate investments. From a purely logical standpoint, becoming a real estate entrepreneur isn't the most rational decision. If you don't have the money to get started or the market knowledge to predict outcomes accurately, the logical choice would be to avoid such investments. Real estate ventures are rarely a guaranteed path to wealth. They often involve substantial financial commitments, ongoing management, and the risk of losing your investment if the market shifts unexpectedly. Most logical people would look at TASA risks and decide it's safer to stick with a stable job and a predictable income. Why most logical people don't become real estate entrepreneurs? The answer lies in how logical people assess risk and reward. They see the probability of failure, the potential for financial loss, and the uncertainty that comes with real estate. For them, the logical path is one of stability, security, and predictability, a steady job with a consistent paycheck. Real estate entrepreneurs, however, operate differently. They see opportunity where others see risk. They are willing to face uncertainty head-on because they believe in the potential for high rewards. They know that while the logical choice might be to avoid risk, the most lucrative opportunities often come with uncertainty. A case study of belief against all odds. Take, for example, my own experience with the real estate database, RED. I invested in RED even before the term prop tech was locally recognized, at a time when smartphones were not yet available, and internet access was both slow and expensive with very limited penetration and coverage. It seemed crazy to think that a property platform would work in such conditions, especially when the service was only being used by expatriates and properties were concentrated around Kampala. All the odds were stacked against me. Yet, I believed in the vision and potential of the platform. Over the past several years, the industry has changed rapidly. PropTech has become a core feature of real estate, and data, data, data is now the mantra driving the industry forward. The real estate entrepreneur's paradox. Real estate entrepreneurship is a paradox. It requires the audacity to believe in your ability to succeed against the odds, but also the humility to know that you must work hard and be prepared for anything. You need to be crazy enough to take risks that others wouldn't, yet smart enough to manage those risks effectively. In conclusion, most logical people don't become real estate entrepreneurs because they are too aware of the risks and challenges. They see the unpredictability of the market and the potential for failure and decide that it's not worth the gamble. Real estate entrepreneurs, however, embrace these challenges. They understand that while logic may keep you safe, the path to success in real estate often requires stepping into the unknown, taking calculated risks, and having the confidence to see opportunity where others see only danger. This blend of confidence, craziness, humility, and hard work is what sets real estate entrepreneurs apart and allows them to achieve extraordinary success.